Now here's an unusual story. How a waste product from the drinks industry has turned into a way to dye your hair. Leeds University's Richard Blackburn.
We got into hair dyes because I've spent my whole career working in the area of colour chemistry. Started off dyeing textiles, but then eventually got into sustainability. And we were concerned about some of the research around current existing hair dyes linked to allergic reactions and other toxicological effects. So we really just wanted to provide an alternative. We started by, you know, really applying those principles of sustainability, green chemistry, whatever you want to call it, to try and find what we thought was a safer alternative. And so to do that, we looked to nature.
So what are you looking for in a good dye?
We want the dye to be attracted to the hair. We want it to bind to the hair, first and foremost, so that you can get a strong colour. We also want it to stay there. We don't want it to wash out. We don't want it to fade in light. And obviously, we want it to be safe. We want it to be easy to apply and for it not to have any negative effects on the user or in subsequent disposal when it, you know, when it goes down the drain.
Now, anyone who's ever done the experiment with an Italian dish and their white shirt, or had children that have gone and played cricket and come home with whites that you cannot clean them for love nor money. Yeah. I mean, that it's pretty obvious that nature is replete with all kinds of exciting colours that have a very close love affair with things that we don't want to become coloured. So why is this a problem, finding things that are out there, natural dyes, that won't have environmental hazards and will do the job you're looking for?
Well, we shouldn't assume that natural equals safe. Nature spent millions of years evolving methods to stop it being eaten and to be poisonous and things like that. And actually, if you look at the plant kingdom, there's actually not that many things as a percentage that you can eat. First and foremost, we have to know that if we're using it from nature, it's got to be safe. But in terms of the ability to colour hair, we have to look at specific types of chemistry in nature.
And what chemistries have you explored here?
Well, I'll give you a great example. Beetroot, as you'll all be familiar with, incredibly intense red colour. Put that on the hair, doesn't do anything. It literally washes straight off. Whereas these pigments that we get from the skin of a blackcurrant, they have got a certain type of chemistry which allows them to bind very strongly with protein. And hair is essentially a protein. So we thought, well, you know, let's see what happens. And we extracted certain compounds from the skin and then developed that application, basically making a formulation.
Doesn't this mean, though, that you end up with purple hair? Isn't this a bit like the hair equivalent of the Model T Ford of the early 1900s? You can have any colour you like as long as it's black currant.
Well, unlike Henry Ford, we're not that limited. The great thing about these pigments that occur in fruits and in flowers, they're called anthocyanins. Interestingly, anthocyanin comes from the Greek anthos, meaning flower, and cyan, meaning blue, which is really interesting because most of these anthocyanins in fruit certainly don't make a blue. Even a blueberry is not blue. You know, you crush it, it's quite purple. But what happens with these anthocyanins is that they actually are pH sensitive. So in the plant, they tend to be more reddy and purple. And that's under very acidic conditions. Now, as soon as you actually start to change the pH, the colour will change. And they go blue when they become more neutral.
But you're not selling this to me, really, Richard, because I can either have purple hair or blue hair.
Well, you see, the interesting thing there is that if we're going to make these colours go onto the hair, we want to be able to produce a whole range of different colours. And the most difficult thing to get from nature is a blue. If we can get a blue, then that means we can combine that with a red and we can combine that with a yellow. So we can get a brown with this system.
So that does have potentially genuine application.
Then. Absolutely.
And you can dye hair with this and it won't wash out. You won't go in the bathroom and your hair colour goes back to whatever you started with.
It's in the classification of semi-permanence, which puts it at about being fast to about 12 washes.
And is this more sustainable in the sense that I haven't got to go and grow an enormous field full of blackcurrants just to make hair dye?
Well, the great thing about being in the UK is that we grow a tremendous amount of blackcurrants, and over 90% of those are used for Ribena. So those are pressed for juice, and at the end of that process, essentially the pressed skins are waste material, which ordinarily were being thrown away. And that's, you know, how we came to this in the first instance, when we were looking into nature and trying to find all the different solutions. So we take those skins and extract the pigment out of that. And that's the kind of the science bit, if you like, is how we get the pigment out and turn that into the hair dye.
Richard Blackburn from the University of Leeds. And that colourful study was in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry.